The U.S. Commerce Department says it's rescinding a list of prohibited transactions with TikTok and WeChat. The bans on the two Chinese-owned apps were issued in September of last year. Earlier this month, President Joe Biden withdrew a series of Trump-era executive orders that sought to ban new downloads of TikTok and WeChat while ordering a review of security concerns posed by them. The Iranian president-elect is urging the United States to lift all unjust sanctions on his country.
The U.S. is obliged to lift all oppressive sanctions against the Iranian nation, and it has been emphasized in the present administration as well as the future administration. Removal of sanctions and its verification will be central to our foreign policy.
Ebrahim Raisi made the remarks during his first press conference after the election. He also said he would not meet with U.S. President Joe Biden, nor negotiate over Tehran's ballistic missile program. Meantime, Raisi called on European countries to abide by their commitments under the 2015 nuclear deal and not to succumb to the pressure and foreign policies of Washington. The World Health Organization is in talks with companies and institutions to create the first ever technology transfer hub for coronavirus vaccines in South Africa. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the move aims to boost vaccine access across the African continent, where he says COVID-19 cases and deaths rose by almost 40% in the past week.
I'm delighted to announce that WHO is in discussions with a consortium of companies and institutions to establish a technology transfer hub in South Africa.
The United States, the European Union, Britain and Canada have joined forces to impose sanctions on Belarus over the diversion of a passenger plane last month. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell says they aim to adopt them swiftly after the guidance of the European Union Council, which is set to meet on Thursday. The sanctions follow the diversion to Minsk of a passenger plane traveling between Vilnius and Athens last month. The crew on the Ryanair flight said they'd been alerted to a possible security threat by Belarusian authorities, but added that nothing untoward was found. Swedish Prime Minister Stefan Löfven has lost a non-confidence vote in Parliament amid a housing crisis and skyrocketing real estate prices. Löfven, who's been Sweden's Social Democratic Prime Minister since 2014, is the first Swedish government leader ever to lose such a motion. The vote was initiated by the small left party after it withdrew its support for the center-left government over a plan to ease rent controls for newly built apartments. Under the Swedish constitution, the prime minister has 1 week to decide whether to call an early election or ask parliament to find a new government. Former Friends actor James Michael Tyler has announced that he has stage 4 prostate cancer. The 59-year-old actor is undergoing chemotherapy. Tyler played the central coffee manager, Gunther, on the beloved sitcom. He's encouraging others to get tested. China's issued a set of commemorative coins to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party of China. The set consists of 9 coins, 3 in gold, 5 in silver, and 1 copper alloy coin. The gold coins, each weighing 8 grams, feature different images, including one with the site of the first CPC National Congress in Shanghai.